Hello, and welcome to the June edition of the AAS Journal podcast. I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska. This month's journal has a strong emphasis on sound synthesis and musical tones, along with a paper on loudspeaker suspensions. The 41st International Conference, taking place in London next February, will deal with audio for games. If you are thinking of proposing a contribution to this conference, you'll need to look at the call for papers that appears in this month's journal. Victor Lazzarini and Joseph Timoney present a paper on the theory and practice of modified frequency modulation synthesis. By modifying some of the FM synthesis equations to work in the complex domain, they show how some of the limitations can be overcome. A smoothly evolving frequency spectrum with increases in the modulation index can be achieved in this way. The authors also discuss a phase synchronous version and adaptive applications of the algorithm. An engineering report by Sang Jin Cho and his colleagues shows how a classical Vietnamese stringed instrument, the Dan Tran, can be synthesized using parameter extraction. The synthesis model's parameters are estimated from a short-time Fourier transform, and the sound is generated using a single delay loop. A natural sound is encouraged by modeling the string excitation, which is determined by the body structure, and the results are compared with two other plucked string emulations, a Korean traditional instrument and a steel-stringed acoustic guitar. Chung Lee and Andrew Horner asked listeners to discriminate between different MP3 compressed versions of musical instrument tones. They found that the clarinet was most sensitive to compression, while the horn was the least sensitive. Looking at objective measures that might predict these results, they found that spectral irregularity errors accounted for more than 80% of the discrimination variance. Signal-to-mask ratio was another key factor. Moving to the domain of loudspeakers, we can learn about the effects of creep in loudspeaker suspensions when reading a paper by Knud Thorborg and his colleagues. It's explained that people have tended to ignore this effect because it mainly has a DC effect outside the audio range. But apparently there is also a frequency-dependent influence on damping and compliance. A model is presented that provides a fit to empirical data. In this month's feature article, Francis Rumsey tackles the topic of wireless microphones for live sound, based on two seminars from the 127th Convention. You can find out about the competition for space and the TV bands, how to avoid interference, and lots of practical advice about setting up wireless systems in different situations. It is with sadness that we must announce the passing of two long-standing pillars of the audio engineering community. John Bubbers was a fellow of the society and the first to build a factory to make stereo LP records, among his many other interests and professional activities in the audio world. Professor Matti Karjalainen had been the dedicated and widely known leader of the acoustic group at Helsinki University of Technology, receiving the AES Silver Medal in 2006. Both men will be greatly missed, and you can read the full obituaries in this month's journal. Keep up to date with the latest in audio standards by reading this month's AES Standards Committee news, dealing with topics such as recording, audio networks, polar radiation of arrays, and audio file transfer. A new surround microphone connector is on the cards, too. You'll be able to find out what local AES sections have been doing at the back of the June issue, as well as keep up to speed with recent products and developments. As always, we welcome new members to the Audio Engineering Society. To join, visit www.aes.org/join. The AES hopes you enjoy the June issue and wishes you a great summer. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska. Thanks for listening.